As we mentioned, the three-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas seems to be holding for now. The two sides are still negotiating terms of a more permanent ceasefire, but there's some sense that the war may be over, and both sides are taking stock of what happened over the past month. One topic of debate in Israel surrounds a controversial military doctrine that was employed during the fighting. Daniel Estrin has a story from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military's cantor sings the mournful Jewish prayer for the dead at this week's funeral for 2nd Lieutenant Hadar Golden. Last Friday, Palestinian militants ambushed Israeli troops near the opening of a tunnel. Then they dragged Golden into the tunnel. Israeli soldiers responded with a massive bombardment of the area. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner explains.
As part of our attempt to try and cordon off the terrorists' escape route, the potential escape route, that is what we're doing.
What they were doing was invoking the Hannibal Doctrine. Military officials have sworn the name was randomly generated by a computer, but it still carries a lot of symbolism. Hannibal was the ancient Carthaginian military commander who killed himself rather than being taken alive by the Roman enemy. The Israeli military's Hannibal Doctrine instructs soldiers to fire heavily if a comrade is taken captive by the enemy, even at the risk of killing the captive soldier. Daniel Nisman served in the Israeli army and is now a geopolitical consultant. He says in Israel, the ethos is you don't abandon your soldiers in the battlefield.
Everyone gives their sons and daughters to the military, and they expect the military to return them.
Even at the expense of returning them dead, he says. In 2006, Hamas militants captured an Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit, on the Gaza border. By the time troops on the ground got permission from superiors to invoke the Hannibal Doctrine, the militants had taken the soldier deep into Gaza. 5 years later, Israel freed more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for his release. Nisman says after Shalit, the Hannibal Doctrine was revised to allow the commanders on the ground to fire immediately without waiting for the okay. That's what happened last week when 2nd Lieutenant Golden was captured. But in the bombardment that continued for a number of days, more than 100 Palestinian civilians were killed. And this time, Israel didn't warn Palestinian civilians in Gaza of the impending strike, Nisman says.
If this is a major strategic objective, they're not going to have time to let somebody in a house know, okay, you have here's an SMS, get out of there, because one of those people could be the kidnappers. So it's basically a case where I don't see how any other military wouldn't have done differently.
There are voices in Israel questioning the Hannibal Doctrine's use that day. The left-leaning Haaretz Daily ran an editorial calling for a, quote, thorough and exhaustive investigation into what happened to examine whether it involved, quote, intolerable harm to an innocent civilian population. 29-year-old Avner Gvaryahu is part of an organization of former soldiers who criticized the army's actions in the Palestinian territories. He says his group, Breaking the Silence, is beginning to solicit testimonies from soldiers who served in Gaza this past month. They want to hear firsthand what happened in the battlefield.
I think the point that we can make and where our voice is important is first of all, to make sure there is a moral discussion. And the moral discussion has to be about value of life for soldiers, of course, but also for Palestinians.
At 2nd Lieutenant Golden's funeral, a full-sized casket draped in an Israeli flag was lowered into the ground. But his body was never recovered. Only blood-soaked parts of his uniform and some human tissue were found. The Israeli military says forensic evidence proves Golden was killed in the initial Palestinian attack, not by Israeli troops firing back. Shlomo Deutsch, one of thousands of Israelis who attended the funeral, has a son who served in Gaza during this conflict. He says he supports the Hannibal Doctrine, even if it would be directed at his own son.
If something happened with my son and Hamas pick up him, the better the friend, his friend, kill him. Don't go with the Hamas in the life. It's better because for the country it's better. Because we can't, it's impossible to pay what they want to pay.
By holding a funeral over his scant remains, Deutsch says the soldier's family refused Hamas a bargaining chip. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.